Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you. Lord, bless.
I am so glad and elated that you have stopped by the show today. And we want to tell you, anyone that would like to come on the show, just give me a call. Our area code is 646, the number for you to call in, 716-4389. That number again is area code 646-716-4389. And we have an exciting topic today. We will be talking about waiting on God to answer your prayer. And before we start, we have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning to say thank you. Thank you for bringing us to appointed time another Wednesday, one more time for this broadcast to Heavenly Father. We thank you for what you're doing for each and every person that were tuned in to this broadcast on today, well, this morning, evening, and noon. We give you the praise, Father. We give you the glory. And as I go forth, move me out of the way and let the Holy Spirit come in and do this show with under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We give God the praise today, and we give him the glory. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray, amen, and thank God. Well, today our show is waiting on God to answer your prayer. You know, everyone wants their prayer answered, but they don't want to wait on God. They say they want to wait on God, but they want to take things in their own hands instead of just waiting. When you give it to God, give God time to work it out. He's not a Santa Claus where he just drop in, drop out. But give God time to work your situation, your problem, or whatever you're going to him in prayer. Have faith. That's the main thing. Having faith to believe what he said in his word. His word will not come back void. So today we're going to talk about a little bit about Hezekiah. Throughout the Bible, you will find different ones that wanted answer to their prayer. They was praying to God. But we're going to use Hezekiah today. You know, Hezekiah gave us an example of waiting on God. In those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill, like a lot of you all today. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, "Thus saith the Lord, set your house in order." That's what God wants us to do today. Set your house. Don't look at somebody else's house. Set your house in order. For you shall not die and not live. Isaiah 38:1 said, you have to wait on God to answer. Over in Isaiah 40:31, James 1:6, the Lord heard his despairing prayer. He did not need to wait long on God for an answer. But he did wait. He received on his waiting. This was his blessing. He received an additional 15 years of his life that had been added on his life. Today, our tag words we are using today is answer, prayer, and receive. When you have faith, you pray. You will receive. God will give you the answer. But you got to have faith, first of all. So, Dave, when you think about that, going before God, only God can see the big picture. He had planned out everything to entwine perfectly. Part of his plan includes working through our prayer. We pray, yet we doubt. If you're going to pray, why doubt? He hears us when we pray. He has promised, however, to hear his children. No matter what situation you're going through, in your home, on your job, in your community, go to God in prayer. Although he hears us, he doesn't always give us the response we expect or the answer on our timetable, but on his timetable. You know, we have prayed for situation. It may have took one day, might have took 2 months, might have took 3 months, might have took 10 years. But he heard that prayer. He knows when to give you what you asked for, when you asked for it, and when you need it. You thought you needed it last year, and he may have granted it to you today or next week. Some of you all been praying for a husband, a mate, or wife. God knows when to give you the right mate and the right husband. You may have been praying for a particular job. He may know that job you've been praying for at that time, you wouldn't been able to do the job. You wasn't not only equipped for the job, but the task that was going to go forth for the job, it was not time. You might have been praying for that home, but it was not time to get that home. You couldn't understand why you didn't get it 5 months ago or 2 years ago. Just think about, first of all, your finances, your credit report. It's a lot of factors. God be thinking that you don't think when you go to God in prayer. It's not that he's not going to answer your prayer. He's going to answer your prayer, but in his time, his timetable, not ours. You know, he doesn't always respond immediately. And when you think about it, if he had it, you wouldn't have been able to accept or to work with it if he'd have come through right then, because you didn't realize all the obstacles that may have come forth before you at that time that you was not ready to handle. You know, when waiting on God to answer prayer, first of all, we must believe that God will answer. If you don't believe God will answer, why are you going to God in the first place? You have to believe that God will answer your prayer, that you're waiting on God, the manifestation. You know, unbelief is the biggest obstacle to overcoming in prayer and waiting. Some of you don't have the patience to wait. But when you're asking God for something, especially something big, you got to wait on God. You have to have patience. But when you ask him, be sure you really expect him to answer the prayer that you have. You can't go to him being doubtful-minded. You know, you can't be tossed and weighed by the sea, tossed and driven by the wind. People like that should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. And you know, while waiting on God to answer prayer, take stock of your blessing. Are you breathing? Tell God thank you. Then rejoice in life. Did you see the blue skies this morning or even a cloudy one? Tell God thank you. Thank God for the ability to see. If someone woke up this morning praying that have not had vision or cannot see, but he give you vision, say, God, I thank you. You know, can you hear the sound of the wind blowing through the trees or a child laughing? Praising God for hearing. You know, just turn the wait into a treasure hunt for the blessing that God have on the way to you. You know, frequently lift up the requests of God and record the date that you received your answer to the prayer that you prayed. And you say, God, I am truly glad that you didn't answer the day I had, because I was not equipped then. I didn't have everything that I needed then. I wanted a quick, rich, get quick scheme or whatever I thought you was going to have, but you showed me how much growing up I needed to do before you answered that prayer. Now I'm ready. When you give it to me, I can receive it gladly, because I have been waiting on you to answer that prayer. You know, some of you have been waiting for Christ to come in your life. Some of you have been waiting for ministry. If he would give it to you the same week you asked it for him, you had a lot of preparations to go through to receive that blessing and that prayer that you asked God for. You got to, you know, waiting and planning. You have to plan when you're waiting on it. Steadily planning, steadily. Don't just stop. Keep moving. Keep letting God know that you want that thing. You got to give it to him 50 times. When you give it to him one time, he heard that prayer, just like he heard Daniel's prayer. But the prince of Persia, into one day. Now, if Daniel had to wait 21 days for his prayer to be answered, surely we're going to have to wait some time. Maybe not as quick, might as long, you know, but we're going to wait. You know, we have to wait on God. And as I was talking about on Hezekiah, we often hear the phrase waiting on God. We know it is important, but we are not sure how it fit into our Christian life. Sometimes the actual words waiting on the phrase waiting on God or waiting upon God is used in a scripture passage. You know, we're always saying we waiting on God. But have you ever thought about in your fine like mine that God is waiting on you? You know, at other times, the teaching is present without this first word to wait on the Lord. Here, Hezekiah is like that in the word of God. He gives us practical steps to wait on God. Here, example, you know, Hezekiah gave us example of waiting on God. He just heard some shocking news. How many of you all have heard some shocking news and you thought you would take it on yourself instead of waiting on God? You know, in those days, Hezekiah became mortally ill. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos, came to him and said to him, "Thus said the Lord, set your house in order." You know, here, Hezekiah heard that he was going to die. This left him desperate, just like it would leave you or me today. You go to the doctor and he tells you you only got 6 months or a year. God hasn't got the final say. You go to God in prayer. Not that the doctors don't have some knowledge, but if you're God, is in your life, you have that faith as small as a mustard seed, you can go to God and petition before God. And don't you know God can add not only 15 but 20, 25 more years to your life? How many people have you come across that have been praying to be healed by cancer or to be healed by some form of leukemia, blood disease, all of some part of cancer, rheumatoid arthritis? Just think about when God said he's in charge of everything. You know, that's a time frame for waiting. Here, Abraham is much shorter. You know, when we talk about rather than decades with Abraham, the training is different. But Hezekiah's matter was believing his love or doubt it. You have to have that belief system. You have to have that faith. I will be healed. That I will get that job. I will get the house that God wants me to have. But he let me know, not right now. I will get the Boaz that he sent for me. But he's letting you know, I need to fine-tune you before the Boaz come. Or I need to fine-tune Boaz before that woman come. So, you know, when you think about it, whatever you asking God for, make sure that's what you want and the condition that you're going to get it in. Because you're going to wait on God to answer your prayer. It's not going to come by osmosis or soon as you prayed that prayer, you got up off your knees and it was there automatic. That ain't the way God works. You know, you're going to go through some tests, some trials on this side. And the tests enforce us to make an important decision on how we will relate to the Lord. You know, if we believe the Lord doesn't care for us, then we will turn to desperate. I am doomed, but you're not doomed. Turn to God, and he surely, you have to trust in him. And it's important to establish a trust decision during a crisis with Jesus. And here, Hezekiah had to realize that. Hezekiah made his trust decision, his truth decision. He turned to God rather than away from him. If we can't clearly think at such a time, just remember to turn toward the Lord. You know, we must consciously turn away from using other resources that we could turn to. We need to reject path without God. The text is silent about this because for some, this silence, we see that Hezekiah did not pull out his kindly reserve and see what could be done. This is because he believed God's message. Hezekiah would die of his life. But when he went to God in prayer, he realized he had nothing else to do but to trust in him. He could have tested God's word by seeking medical help or the sage or philosophers, but he didn't. If we are a bit confused today, just think about if you're confused today as what the next step is. Remember that we are not to first look at our resources, but we need to reject them even constantly if needed. We need to trust in the Lord for his method because our method may not be the method that God is going to answer that prayer. So that's why you go to God in prayer. You give it to God because if you could have worked it out, what was the sense of going to God for it? You know you couldn't handle that situation. You know you didn't have the finance for that building. You know you couldn't purchase a house without God. So why are you putting yourself in a dilemma like you're doing? You know, prayer is prayer. We can talk to God about our problem so we can sense what we should do. And to be true, prayer does take on many forms and meaning. But essentially, it is talking to God about your circumstances. We need to seek the Lord in prayer. Hezekiah had two parts to his prayer. He asked God to remember him. What are you asking God for today? Hezekiah needed God to remember his own plight. No one else could change things. Does anyone believe that God did not remember his situation? Sure, he remembered Hezekiah's situation. But Hezekiah said, wait a minute, I know I can't work this thing out myself. So let me go to God in prayer. Let me set my house in order. Let me set myself up before the Lord. Let me fast. Let me pray. Let me just stay off the telephone, the helephone. Let me get into my word where he can speak a word into my life, into my spirit. And, you know, Hezekiah remembered his situation. Just like a lot of you that's listening to the broadcast today or may come in on the archive, you listening to the situation. I doubt if God knew exactly everything. We can't say he forgot someone like we sometimes do. No, God don't do that to us. But a lot of us do that to God. That's why we have to go back and repent, because God wants us to wait on him, not take it upon ourselves. He really believed that the prophet word about his impending upon God. You know, the word of God said over in Psalm 27, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I said, on the Lord. You know, God developed these life encounters so that we will be protected, strengthened, and redirected and recommitted. You know, after his illness and his recovery, King Hezekiah wrote a poem to thank God. You know, he was letting God know how he thanked him, how he loved him, how he didn't take things for granted. You know, and that's what we have to do. We have to go to God in prayer. Give every situation to God. You know you can't handle it, so why are you still struggling with it? You didn't handle it before you went to bed, so surely you thought you was going to get up and handle it? No. You know, we have to go to God. Like Hezekiah turned his face to the wall and prayed to the Lord. You got to put the plate down, or you got to turn the TV off, turn the radio off, stop gossiping, stop running here and there. You just got to shut down and go in prayer with your Heavenly Father. You know, he prayed to the Lord and said, remember me, O Lord. I beseech thee now. I have walked before thee in truth and with a whole heart, and have done what is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. When you think about what's going on in your life, oh, my. Someone just came on. If you would like to say something on this topic, waiting on God to answer your prayer, all you have to do is hit 1 on your keypad, and I will gladly bring you in. I thank God for you coming on today, because we have to remember that God sit high and he looked low. Here, Hezekiah told God about his life. You know, that might be sounding a bit strange to some, but Hezekiah wanted God to remember what kind of life he had lived up to this point. That's what you have to do. You know God know, but you got to call him back on his word. He said his word will not come out void. You know, remembering for any reason, it was blocked from God's mind. Hezekiah wanted to bring it back up to him. He believed that his life was important enough to tell God about it. And that's what you can do today. Tell God about the situation and the problem you're going to today. Don't throw in the towel. You know, remember that God's sitting high and he's looking low. He knows every situation that you're going through. You know, and he was in no doubt hoping that God would reevaluate his circumstances. You know, however, Hezekiah came short of asking God for healing, but you can go to God and ask him for whatever it is you need. Didn't seem to make a bit of difference. You know, Hezekiah's prayer ended with bitter tears as his amen. The words he sent before God were soaked in tears from his heart. You know, various people will pray differently, but all must pray if they are to wait upon God. You know, the Lord heard his desperate prayer. He did not need to wait long on God for an answer. But he did wait. He received an addition of 15 years of life by waiting on God. Because some of the things he wanted, just like us today, we want, and God don't work like that. The principle above highlight that his waiting upon God is a process. When we wait on God, it's a process that we go through. And he hasn't forgotten us. He know we are there. But you know, the scripture promised a spiritual second wind for those who learn to wait on God in patience. And you have to have patience when you're waiting on God. Hopefully and depending expectation. You know, when waiting on God to answer prayer, we must believe God will answer. Unbelief is the biggest obstacle to overcoming in prayer and waiting. But when you ask him, be sure that you really expect him to answer what you're asking him for. Don't go to God in a mist. You know, for a double-minded is an unsettled as a wave of the sea. You can't go to him double-minded. You got to go to him in faith. You know, people like that should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Have faith when you go to God. Faith going to bring you through. You know, waiting on God to answer prayer takes stock of your blessing. Are you breathing today? Rejoice in life. Do you see the beautiful sky or even a cloudy one? Thank God for the ability to see. Can you hear the sound of the wind blowing through the trees or a child laughing or crying? Praise God, for hearing turns the waiting in to a treasure. Oh, my. A treasure hunt for the blessing that we often take for granted. Keep a prayer journal. Yes, that's what I say. Keep a prayer journal. Listen, all your prayers with the dates of requests that you have went to God with them. Lift up the request to God and record the dates you receive an answer from God. Never forget that answer come in God's time, not ours. Don't always recognize that the power of prayer, while we are waiting for God's answer, we don't always see the signs of God's power while we are waiting. That means, you know, you giving up. No, don't give up. You throwing in the towel. Don't do that. Our waiting for God is not in vain. We do not fully understand why God make us wait. We do not fully understand what is going on behind the scene. You know, in the spirit realm, we know that God has a purpose in our waiting. When God delay his answer to our prayer, he has a special purpose for us. Remember that those that are waiting for God to answer your prayer, no matter what the prayer may be, we have a special purpose in God's heart. You know, waiting for God make us grow in faith. I was telling you that early. We have to have that faith. Waiting on God make us strong. And in my closing today, just let me say, if you're not receiving answers to your prayer, it is not God's fault. Maybe you have been waiting. Frankly, it doesn't matter how long you have been waiting. God heard you the first time, and he is going to answer. So don't give up your will. Reap in your faith. Not. You can't hurry God, but you will be right there on time. Mm-hmm. Don't get tired of waiting, those that's listening on the sound of my voice today. Just wait on your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He may not come when you want it, but he's right on time when he shows up. And you can say, Lord, I have set my house in order to receive the blessing that you had for me. I had to wait a while because you was working and fine-tuning on me for the blessing I had. Just like I gave examples earlier, you could have asked God for a house. Did you have the down payment? Did you have everything? Like some would say, an example, all your ducks in a row. You was waiting on a mate. Are you ready for the mate? Have you gotten your house in order today? Just think about it. So today, that was our topic, waiting on God to answer your prayer. And if you have to go back to the scripture and read throughout the Bible, those that had to wait on God for their answer. And Hezekiah was a good one. While he was waiting, knowing he was sick, knowing he didn't want to die and told he was going to die, but he gave it to God. And by him giving it to God, God came in his time and added 15 years more to his life. So just think about that prayer was answered. So whatever prayer you're praying for today, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. God will answer your prayer. If it's for you, he's going to give it to you. And if it's not for you, he's going to let you know, wait, or he has something else better for you. So don't throw in the towel today for each one of you to be blessed. Like I say before I go off of my broadcast, if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. Jesus said to trust in him. He is your provider. So don't stop praying. And as we close our prayer, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all sin and evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. And if I had the tentacles of an octopus, I would hug each and every one of you and tell you just how much I love you. I hope you enjoyed the broadcast today. I hope I said something through the Spirit that will help you on your prayer journey as you're waiting for whatever it is that God is preparing to do in your life. So until next week, be blessed and do tune in next week for another exciting topic on joy and peace. Love each one of you all. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.